Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. Welcome to this daily message of hope here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. This is Father Stosh Daly, joined by Father Chris Yackel.
Hello.
Father Chris Yackel, you are a priest of the Diocese of Columbus, right?
I am.
But you're also a priest who is looking elsewhere.
Right.
What does that mean?
Yeah, so I am a co-sponsored priest, which means I have a home diocese, which is here in Columbus,
Ohio. Your corporate
Ohio.
Sponsors are?
Yeah, my corporate sponsors are the Diocese of Columbus and the Archdiocese for the Military Services.
Wow. And so, the Archdiocese of Military Services, what does that entail?
Like, yeah, so that diocese is a global diocese. Their big line is, I don't know if you heard this
go
before.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, go big or go home. No, their biggest line, I love this. The sun never sets on the Archdiocese for the Military Services.
Because that's true. Literally, it's the whole world.
Yeah, it's the whole world. It's wherever the military personnel are, the wow. members of the armed force. So it can be literally anywhere in the world, wherever our men and women serving overseas are. So the Archdiocese, how it works is all their priests are on loan from another diocese or a religious order. So they go, they don't have like their own priest. So I'm the Diocese of Columbus will loan me out to serve, serve our servicemen and women.
Wow.
And then after completing my time of service, I return back to this diocese.
So it's really, I mean, it's an incredible act of heroism on your part, but it's really like an act of charity and generosity on the part of the bishop.
Yeah, for sure.
To loan you to the Archdiocese of the Military.
Right.
But you yourself have a military background.
I do, yeah. And so that was definitely like a huge thing for me. Like my dad was in for almost 30 years, so my family grew up just bouncing around. And I know from personal experience like what an incredible impact the priest chaplains have in the military. And as you know, we've talked about this before, Father Stosh, but there's like a huge need for priest chaplains in particular in the military.
Because there's a lot of Catholics in the military.
A lot. I think the military in general is about 25% Catholic. And yet, priests only make up like 8% of the chaplain corps.
Wow.
And that's been that way for a while. We've had about half of what we need. And the same is true of the other branches, of course, too. So, anything that I can do to be able to support the Catholics in the military, I want to be able to do that. And again, going back to the generosity of the bishops, like Bishop Campbell was very generous in allowing me to do the co-sponsor program in seminary. And Bishop Brendan has been very supportive of me continuing that. And just really, because who knows how many people we have, how many Catholics we have from our own diocese who are serving in the military. So it's a way of kind of serving our own as well.
It's an opportunity for us to ask in the charity of the hearts of our listeners today on this Friday, to please pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood.
Yeah.
But in a particular way, to pray for the priests like Father Chris Yackel, priest of our diocese, who are going to be soon, whenever that is, going off to the military to serve as chaplains for the men and women who protect, serve, and defend our country, and also their families.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, they do have a quote-unquote parish life. It's just a different kind of parish.
Yeah, right. You know? Exactly. No, definitely growing up, especially when you're at overseas assignments, when you're more limited sometimes in being able to go. Like I remember being stationed in Japan temporarily as a deacon a couple years ago. And really there was like very limited in terms of Catholic churches like off base or something. So really you did have just the priests there on base. And so it's kind of cool because the whole community comes together and you really dive into that.
So our diocese will be your home.
Yes.
But you will be kind of like an itinerant preacher.
Yeah.
You're serving the military,
but going base to base and helping the
people and bringing them our Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, really an incredible facet to the priesthood that I don't think a lot of people realize or think about, but it's in such desperate need of prayer.
Yeah.
Especially that, I mean, we know how much the need is on the local level in the diocese for priests, but then we don't think of the need elsewhere. And like, you know, we might think of the missions, but then to think of the military, it's not always on the forefront of our minds, but to pray that, you know, that there's a young man out there who will have the strength to respond to the Lord's invitation to be a priest, but then to realize that, you know, if you have an experience with the military, if there's a sensitivity in your heart towards the needs of the military, that, you know, maybe the Lord's asking you to be a military chaplain, step forward, you know, present yourself to the church here in the diocese to pursue the priesthood as a diocesan priest, but then to make that request known. It's like, but the Lord's placing on my heart this desire to be really a pastor of souls among the military.
Right.
You know, and you're not alone. We have a couple of priests, right, in the diocese?
Yeah. So Father Dan Swartz is the other one who is a Navy chaplain who I think is currently serving the Marines, actually. But he is already serving active duty. And funny coincidence that he was actually the parochial vicar at Perry County Consortium before I was. So that's actually is like
Perry County is our training ground for priests to go to the military.
That's right. So you go there, but that was just a total coincidence that that happened. But
we don't believe in coincidences. It's the Lord.
It's the Lord at work. Providence. Yeah. Providence.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, to have two priests from the diocese who are both looking and already serving, you know. In your family background, there's that dedication to the country and the military. Your father was in the Air Force, right?
Correct.
And so you're going to be a chaplain in the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Father Swartz, who's in the Navy branch, but he's serving the Catholics who are in the Marine Corps. But it's not like you just serve the Catholics.
No. I mean,
you become a spiritual light stand for anybody and everybody there.
Yeah. You I guess the line that they a lot of times use in the chaplain corps is that you're a priest to some, but you're a chaplain to all, or you're like a rabbi to some and a chaplain to all.
Yeah.
So the idea is that, like your task as a Catholic priest in the military is definitely to serve the Catholic needs of your faithful, but also a lot of times you're assigned, at least for the Air Force, and there's slight differences between the branches, but generally you're like assigned with a unit or a couple units on a base. And so you're their chaplain.
Wow.
So like if they come to you with any kind of spiritual needs, a lot of times sometimes it's not even spiritual needs. Sometimes it's just like basic human things that they're dealing with that they just need someone to talk to.
They need someone who sees the bigger picture.
Right. Exactly. And being a Catholic priest, I think even as a Catholic seminarian in my time with the military, I found that there's this sense of, and I think part of this comes with the seal of the confessional, but there's this trust and just respect for Catholic clergy in the military, because there's this understanding that even if I'm not Catholic, I feel comfortable going to this person because I know that they're not going to like share with everyone else what's going on. And also that they're not going to judge me. Which I think sometimes is a difficulty actually for Catholics is like sometimes people think they come to the church and they're going to be judged. But, my experience has been in the military, a lot of times they actually feel very comfortable going to a Catholic priest.
Now here's the thing I want to draw out for our listeners and the St. Gabriel family. There's this misnomer out there. It's like, okay, my son's going to be a priest and he's just going to be bored. So my poster child response to that is Father Chris Yackel. He's like, became a priest, you know, now looking forward to going off and serving in the military. I mean, obviously just the priesthood as is anything but boring.
Yeah.
But then you hear about what our military chaplains go through and you're thinking, oh, I mean, you guys are like superheroes on top of being supernatural superheroes. Right. You know what I mean? Right. You make the Lord present on the altar, you forgive sins, you anoint, you baptize as any Catholic priesthood, but then you're also, you know, jumping onto a helicopter, going from boat to boat, or getting on a plane, going base to base.
Right.
And, you know, for you, all that matters is literally that present moment.
Yeah.
And who's in front of you.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully whatever you're carrying in the bag that you got with
you. Yeah, right, exactly.
If you're able to it.
Exactly.
So you have like that thrill, that excitement. And, you know, if you're listening to this program and this is, you know, Father Stosh Daly and Father Chris Yackel on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope, you know, here we're asking you to have hope in the midst of the church being very much alive in very challenging situations.
Yeah.
And to please pray for our priests, especially those who are military chaplains, and to those who are cooperators with them, you know, assistant chaplains and assistants to the chaplains. And if you have a son or a daughter or a husband or a wife, or maybe a father or a mother or an aunt or an uncle, a neighbor who's serving in the military, you know, sometimes the best way to pray for them is to pray that they will meet that chaplain, they will meet that priest, who's going to be able to point them towards the Lord in that moment of difficulty. Father, what would you say to a young man who the Lord is speaking to his heart and inviting him to be a priest, but he's like,
I say, John Paul was big on this, right? Be not afraid.
Exactly.
You'll never know
yeah.
unless you give it a try, unless you give the Lord a chance to, and so if you're open to, if you feel like the Lord is tugging on your heart right now, I really just encourage you to be generous in your response and just to give it a try, and you know, maybe talk to your vocation director about or just your parish priest about more about the priesthood, to ask more about it, because like you're, I mean, the priesthood is such a gift. A lot of times people focus on like the sacrifices and what you give up, which is true. Like that's all, that's all.
But every vocation.
Exactly. But like the amount of joy that I've received in my short time as a priest, and just all that you get to do, and just, the special relationship that you're being called to with the Lord, it really is a great gift. And so I think any young man out there who is maybe feeling this tug on their heart, just to pray about it, to really pray about it, and to take a chance. Yeah. So if you give the Lord even a little bit
of your time,
he'll take it off. But like in a good way. Exactly. Yeah.
No, that's good. So for today's Daily Message of Hope, we ask you to open your mind and your heart to the Lord. Allow him to fill your life with his peace, his joy, and his hope. And in your charity, please pray for our priests, especially the military chaplains. And if you know of someone who is discerning, or if you yourself are discerning a vocation to the priesthood of Jesus, we invite you to listen to the Lord and speak to a priest. May the Lord give you his peace.